Right. So today we're going to be taking a deep dive
in
Takaya and arbitration agreements.
All right.
This is a topic, you know, it's a pretty dense one, but
a hot one.
Yeah, it is a hot one.
Yeah.
And it's one that's super important, I think, for both employees and business owners.
Absolutely.
So we're going to be talking about, you know, what PAYE is, what arbitration agreements are, and then we're going to sort of unpack this, like, tension that exists between them.
Awesome.
So I guess, like, you know, for people who maybe aren't, like, super familiar with this area, maybe you could just kind of, like, give us the rundown of what PAYE is.
Yeah. So PAYE, it stands for the Private Attorneys General Act.
Right.
And essentially, it's this California law that lets employees sue their employers on behalf of the state for labor code violations.
Okay. So they're basically, like, deputized to...
Exactly. Yeah. You can think about it like that. Yeah. They're, like, stepping into the shoes of the state and saying, hey, this employer's not... following the rules.
Right. And this has been, like, really powerful in terms of, like, protecting workers' rights.
Oh, for sure.
Especially when it comes to things like, you know, unpaid wages or unsafe working conditions.
Absolutely. It's been a game changer in a lot of ways.
So on the other side of that, we've got these things called arbitration agreements, which I feel like a lot of people, maybe they've, like, signed one, but they don't really know exactly what it means.
Absolutely. So it's basically a contract between an employee and an employer where they agree, hey, if we have any disputes, we're not going to go to court. We're going to resolve it outside of court.
Okay.
And usually that means through a private arbitrator.
Gotcha.
It's like a neutral third party who comes in and makes a decision.
So I guess, like, the big question is, like, can employers actually, like, force employees to waive their PAYE rights?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, right?
Right.
Can you basically say, hey, you can't use PAYE anymore? And that's where things get really tricky.
Well, and it seems like the courts have been, like, kind of all over the place on this.
They have. There have been so many different rulings.
Yeah.
Going back and forth. It's been a roller coaster, really.
So is there, like, can you give us an example of, like, kind of like a recent case or something?
Yeah. So earlier this year.
Okay.
And I'm not going to name names just to keep things simple.
All right.
There was this, like, big company that tried to use these waivers in their arbitration agreements. And they were basically saying, hey, employees can't bring PAYE claims.
Right.
And the court was like, nope, not going to fly.
Oh.
And that sent shockwaves through the business world.
Yeah, I bet.
Because it really challenged this idea that employers could just, like, shut down PAYE claims.
So for, like, for folks listening out there who are employees in California, like, this obviously is super relevant to you.
Yeah.
But, like, how does this actually affect you, like, on a practical level?
So let's say, like, you think your employer has done something wrong, right? They violated the labor code.
Right.
If you've signed one of these agreements with a waiver, you might be stuck going through arbitration all by yourself.
Okay.
Instead of joining a bigger PAYE case with other employees.
Right.
And that could make a huge difference in how much you could potentially recover.
Right, because it's like the power in numbers thing.
Exactly. It's much harder to fight these battles alone.
Totally. And then on the flip side, you know, for the employers, you know, this is a real minefield.
It is, for sure.
What are some of the risks if they don't get this right?
Oh, they could be facing a tidal wave of PAYE lawsuits.
Oh, wow.
And those are not fun to deal with.
No, I bet.
They can be super expensive, and the penalties can be really hefty.
Yeah. That's not good.
No, not at all.
So, like, what's the playbook here?
Okay.
Like, what should employees be doing to protect themselves?
For employees, first and foremost, knowledge is power, right?
Right.
You got to understand your rights under PAYE.
Okay.
Don't just skim through those arbitration agreements.
Yeah. Yeah.
Read them carefully.
Yes.
And if anything seems fishy, get a lawyer involved.
Gotcha. Better safe than sorry. Yep. And then what about for the employers? Like, what should they be... keeping in mind.
I mean, they got to stay up to date on the law because it's constantly evolving.
Right, right.
And they got to make sure those arbitration agreements are rock solid.
Okay.
Don't just use some generic template you found online.
Okay.
Get a lawyer to draft one that's tailored to your specific situation.
Okay.
It's worth the investment. Trust me.
So it sounds like the big takeaway here is like,
yeah,
this is a fight that's like still ongoing.
Oh, absolutely.
And like the legal landscape is still kind of shifting.
Totally.
So, I mean, I guess like,
yeah,
what do you think? Like, could all of this uncertainty around Paja, could this actually like lead to?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible, right? Yeah. Like maybe lawmakers will see all this back and forth and be like, okay, we need to step in and clarify some things.
Right.
Maybe there'll be new legislation or maybe it'll go up to the Supreme Court.
Right.
Who knows? But it's definitely a possibility.
Yeah, it's definitely a hot topic.
Oh, for sure.
With a lot at stake.
Absolutely.
And one that, you know, I think we're going to have to keep following and see how it plays out.
It'll be interesting to see.
But in the meantime, I guess, like, the big takeaway for folks listening is just like,
totally
do your research.
Absolutely.
Stay informed.
Yep.
And if you have any questions or concerns, like, don't hesitate to reach out.
Yeah. Talk to a lawyer.
To a legal professional.
It's worth it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining me.
Yeah. This was fun.
This deep dive. And
it was a good one.
Yeah. We'll see everyone next time.
See ya. Bye.